And now I would like to introduce a very special guest, Diane Foley, the president and founder of the James W. Foley Foundation. Hi, Diane. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on our show. Diane, please share your story of Jim Foley, the incredible person he was, a dedicated journalist, and his unfortunate kidnapping, which led to his horrific death.
Jim was the oldest of our five children. He grew up in New Hampshire, always curious, loved to read and write, very interested in other cultures and the world. Mm-hmm. Jim eventually became a conflict journalist and was drawn to the Middle East because of the Arab Spring that was starting really in 2011. People in that part of the world were hoping to break free from their dictators. Mm. And Jim was initially arrested as a political prisoner in Libya, but freed, thankfully. Yes. And then when he went into Syria, he was actually taken hostage on Thanksgiving Day in 2012.
Wow.
And he completely disappeared that time. We really did not even know who had taken him. He was starved and tortured for 2 years. Towards the end of that, we realized he had been taken by a terrorist group called ISIS. Mm-hmm. And they eventually beheaded Jim in wow. August 19th of 2014.
That really is so sad. Diane, I read your book, American Mother, and I watched the documentary, The James Foley Story. While reading your book, what impressed me the most was how, despite everything you went through, you never lost your faith. Can you share with us how your faith has played an important role and helped you on your journey?
Oh, yes. My faith in a merciful and loving God has been critical. I am so grateful to God for giving us Jim and our other children, for giving me strength, for surrounding me with angels, caring people who've lifted me up and carried us through that ordeal.
Right.
And who've helped us continue Jim's legacy of goodness and moral courage in the formation of the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation. We formed it within 3 weeks of Jim's murder. Mm. And here we are 10 years later. It's going strong thanks to many, many generous and just good people. I'm so grateful.
That's wonderful. Well, I truly appreciate how you kept Jim's legacy alive by founding the James W. Foley Foundation. Diane, could you share with us the wonderful work you do and how our listeners can find you?
Sure. The website of our foundation is jamesfoleyfoundation.org. Please sign up for our quarterly newsletter. That's how you become part of our family. Our family has grown. We have over 11,000 very faithful people who keep us afloat.
Wow, that's great.
Our mission is to advocate for any fellow American or legal permanent resident who is targeted and taken captive abroad.
Mm-hmm.
That includes terrorist groups, criminals, and also other foreign governments. And additionally, we provide free safety education for aspiring journalists and freelance journalists. Mm. Our core ethos is about inspiring moral courage in ourselves and in anyone else that we work with, because Jim aspired to be a man of moral courage.
Right.
So we seek to keep his goodness alive by aspiring to it ourselves. People help us by, you know, becoming a monthly donor, by signing up for our newsletter. We do an annual walk run that's virtual, mm-hmm. done all over the world and country. And I would invite and welcome anybody who cares about these issues.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, once again, you've been listening to Diane Foley from the James W. Foley Foundation. And I want to thank you, Diane, for talking with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Oh, all right. It's a pleasure. Thank you for your time.